Arkansas Democrat Gazette, I'm Haley Fuller. Today we're diving into how Stacey Bowers, the woman behind Bang Up Betty, makes the jewelry that her business is known for. When I went into her new store in Argenta for our interview, she showed me how she makes her hand-stamped jewelry, specifically her signature Smash the Patriarchy necklace.
So what are you doing as you're doing this?
So I took a piece of brass and I put it on a stamping block, which is steel. And I use a little bit of tape to help me keep my letters even. And then got my little jeweler's hammer and my steel stamps. And I don't know if anyone else can do this, but I can pretty much spell Smash the Patriarchy upside down and backwards from anywhere. So right now I'm putting the word backwards.
Oh, is it like inverted?
I just work backwards and it's kind of messy right now because I'm not used to this at all. I feel like everything about, because when you start out stamping, your work is really sloppy looking. I mean, it just is. And when you do it every day for 8 years, it's like you get your own body rhythm and you know exactly kind of what weight to hit. Because every letter has little subtle differences and different, you know, some letters I hit harder, some I hit softer because the surface area of them is more distributed. There's my tidbit of science for today, but I am not used to this setup and this table is wobbly, so everything is going to be kind of messy. It's like every little thing factors in. So once you get a really sturdy setup and you do it for a long time, it's like, I mean, I could do this with my eyes closed practically now. And it sounds so much different at home because this material is different.
Oh yeah, you can hear which ones you're stamping harder.
Yep. I did the eye really soft because it has less surface area. And then normally when I'm stamping somewhere else in front of someone, because no one ever watches me do this, I'll smash my fingers.
I can look away.
Smash the patriarchy and my finger. And I got my words out of order, but you get the idea. This one's just gonna say Smash Patriarchy. Yeah, so after that, I polish it, I drill it, I assemble it. And then this one has a little hammer charm that goes with it typically.
Stacey has made dozens of different pieces, ranging from the adorable cat mom stamped necklace to the political, a bronze pendant with a cast bronze fly surrounded by the words, "I'm speaking," a nod to the 2020 vice presidential debate. But I had to ask, does she have a favorite piece or collection?
I think favorite collection has got to be the gallery collection, which was the art history collection. That one I dedicated to my late brother. And he and I were a lot alike. We really liked art. And one of the pieces in it is based on a Van Gogh painting that he had a tattoo of. So it was just a nice way to kind of, he was really proud of what I was doing and it was kind of a nice way to throw it back to him. As far as favorite piece goes, I feel like every time I make a new collection, there's a new favorite piece because I'm getting better at what I do. And so this time is with the Seven Seas collection, it's this whale bracelet, which took weeks of lots of trial and error. And sizing issues and it was wild, but it's so fun to make those mistakes and learn from them. And when you finally get a piece, I mean, this is completely hand sculpted. and you finally get that piece and you think, I did that. I can't believe I did that.
Stacy couldn't show me how she makes her cast bronze and silver jewelry at the store because she needs access to her kiln and other materials that she keeps in her home studio. But she explained how the process works, from the beginnings of an idea to the finished product.
And then with the bronze casting, the inspiration, I kind of wait for, normally one piece will happen in my head, and now I can't remember what the one piece that started each collection was. I used to know. It may have been the Van Gogh piece for the gallery collection, but anyway, I'll have like one piece and I'm like, oh, I like that, and then I'll think, what is this, a theme, can there be more of this, and it just kind of I accumulate different sort of pieces that way in my mind, and so I sketch them out, and then I work with precious metal clay, and so it is metal that comes in a clay form, and you can, it's so nitpicky. I've done pottery too, and I feel like it's more nitpicky, way more nitpicky than pottery. I shape the piece in the metal clay, and then I fire it in a kiln, and hopefully the kiln it fires right, because that's also nitpicky. It's a very, like, it's a perfectionist hobby. And then after that, I have that piece made. I can take a mold of that piece and make other pieces based on that piece. So this sort of prototype of this was built by sculpting the tails and then sculpting the band for the bracelet and then putting those pieces together and then firing it, and then it was hard metal. So when you fire the bronze clay in the kiln, it burns out everything else except for the bronze, and you're left with a solid piece of bronze.
Whether you've been a loyal customer for years or are just now discovering the business, now you know how Stacy Bowers makes all the jewelry for Bang Up Betty and where she gets her inspiration. From the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, I'm Haley Fuller. Thanks for listening to this audio story. If you like this content, sign up for The Article, a newsletter that is your guide to Arkansas news and culture. And if you want more audio journalism from the Democrat Gazette, we have two podcasts that you should check out. Rex Nelson's Southern Fried Podcast and The Recruiting Guy, which are being released on alternating Fridays. Listen on our website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.